We are on Daf Samach Amid Beis, the second line from the top. Omar Abalozo, Teira Roiv Bechsav Umiyot Alper. Most of the Teira is Teira Shebechsav, and Umiyot is Teira Shebalper. Shenema Echtov Loi Rubei Teirosi Kamaizor Nechshavu. I wrote for Klal Yisrael Roiv Teire. Roiv Teire is Teire Shebeksav. And Kamaizal Nechshov, they weren't Makabalit, it was for Dova Muzar. But Al Koponim, we see that Rubei Teirosi was Kosov. Is Kosov. What does Rashi say? Roiv Bechsav. Roiv Ad Teire Tluya Bemedrish. Reiv Teire is totally in Drash. Sheksuva leMidrash bechlal oprat ugzeir shove v'shal midois shatayre nidrashes bohem. So memele, so all the Teire shebal peh that we're aware of originates from Teire shebeksav. These are yud gamam midrash shatayre nidrashes bohem. This is a drash of Teire Shebeksav. So this falls into the category of Teire Shebeksav. Umiyuto alpe she'ein remez lilmoid lo beteire. There's no remez whatsoever in the Teire. Elo lamoyshe nemar alpe. To Moshe Rabbeinu was nemar alpe. So that's a miyut of Teire. That's Teire Shebalpe. That is what Rav Elozer holds. Rav Yochanan Omar Roiv Alpe. Roiv of the Torah is Alpe. Umiyut Bechsav. Shenema ki alpi ha-devorim ha-eile. It says that the Krisis Bris was alpi ha-devorim ha-eile, so it seems that that is Torah Shebalpe. So my story is that's Roiv Torah. Ki alpi, what does Rashi say? Al shel ba'peh nichas bris, al me'ihi havoi rubim. That's roiv of the Torah. There's a big problem if Rabbi Lozor says that roiv of the Torah is Torah shebiksav, and Rashi explained that the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem goes into Teire Shebeksav. And Teire Shebal Peh is the Halachas L'Moshe Misinai Shenemru. So mathematically that's Zer Oizkalten. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He brings a Pasuk, Reiv is Teire Shebal Peh Abo. So Lemaise, the Kevega brings down from Be'er Sheva, that the Be'er Sheva says that Rabbi Yochanan holds Nitazoi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Yud Gimel Midis, Shater Nidrosh, then this goes into Teire Shebal Peh. This is Teire Shebal Peh. The Loshen of the Be'er Sheva, Rabbi Yochanan Svirelei, ki kol ma shenidrash al yedei yud gimel midis v'shar dvorim, sheyesh lem smach bekosuv v'nimsaru al peh v'sinai, kulam bechlal teire shebal peh ledas Rabbi Yochanan. V'nechleku ima shenidrash adei yud gimel midis mo teire shebeksav ay teire shebal peh. That is the machloikis Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'd just like to say, Shtikol Ha'ore, I mean, there are certain midis that we zichen nida mesoire, gzeire shove. Rashi mentions here a klal oprat, or Taisa says in Sukkah, hekesh zichen nidrash, hekesh machlekes Rashi in Taisa. The hekesh, you need a mesere on the hekesh. But a klal aprad lechere, you zichet don't need a mesere. So lechere, I mean, here it seems there's a blank machloikis, the yud gemomidis, ebadin von teire shebeksa, teire shebalpe. I mean, lechere, each midah, one should be done bifnei atzmoy. Gzeire shove, zechinira mesere. So there you could say it's teire shebalpe. Was nimsa that these two words should be nidrash. Klal oprat is lechere. And that fall into the category of teire shebalpeh. So it's unclear what the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is. Fregt die Gemara, ve'idach nam yaksiv echtav loy rubei teirosi. So Gemara hu atmui kometama. Not kosafti le'roiv teire. Echtav le rubei teirosi like my zoner shovel. So what does Rashi say? Atmui metame v'chi rubei teirosi yoyu lichtav lehem. V'aloi ba'oiso shekosafti lehem k'moi zoner shovel. They are not mekabelet. I should write roiv teire. So means it's for the loshen bitmiye. Bidach nami oksiv ki alpi hadavorim ha'ele. So, there was a krisis bris. Ahu mishum detkife lemigmarino. The krisis bris was not because of teire shabarpez roif teire, but it's difficult to learn. So, memele, the krisis bris was on the difficult chelik of teire, which is teire shebal peh. Let us see teisvis. Atmui kometame. The medrash amrine, kamoi zor nechshavu, sh'oiv de kerechovim kosvu es ha-teire. But atmui kometame, I should write, echtov loy rubei teirosi. Whatever was written, the goyim copied it. Bohoyo im nichtav hakel li Yisrael, hoyoyv de kechov makel koisve. Lochi kama rachmona echte vloy rubi teire, vloy mashe kosavtilem, kamoizor nechshavu shed tiku zorim. That means whatever was written for Klal Yisrael is the goyim also have a copy of this. So memele, so therefore, only a minute chelik of Torah was written. To differentiate between Klal Yisrael and Umes Ha'olam. Bekuntas Pirish bin Yenache. I saw that Vayakir brings down from Rav Hutner, Zechene Lebroch, he says that it could be that even though Mishum Eis Lasseis Lashem Teire Shebal Peh was written, but there's still in Teire Shebal Peh that was written a chelik of Teire Shebal Peh, which means that we see sometimes the Mishnayis were written Chsuri Mechsre V'hochi Ktoni. So why were they written like that? They were written like that the Teire should not, one should not be able to learn the Teire Shebal Peh B'Ksav without a Mesoira of Teire Shebal Peh. That Chazal wanted that in the Ksav we should still be dependent on the Teire Shebal Peh. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Metugimonei Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Ksiv Ksoiv Locho Es Hadvorim Ha'ila. So Teire should be written. Ursiv ki alpi hadvorim ha'ila. It's palpeh. Okay, tzad, dvorim shebiksav, yata reshoi lo imrom alpeh, dvorim shebalpeh, yata reshoi lo imrom biksav. Dvei rabbi Yishmael tona eile, eile ata koisev, ksoiv lochos hadvorim ha'ila, yata koisev halochis. The Maharsha is Moirer on the first Roshe. It says, Ksev l'chos advor meile, l'chsiv kalpi advor meile. So, from the Pasuk, we see that there is Teresheh b'ksav, and there's Teresheh b'alpeh. But then, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, okay, tzad, dvorm shebiksav, yato sholohim ramalpeh. Where do we see this halacha? That one is not permitted to learn Teresheh b'ksav b'alpeh, and Teresheh b'alpeh b'ksav. So he says that really the Gemara Seimech and the next Rosha of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel of Eile, it says Eile by both, that it should be the Dvorim, Ksev Luchas HaDvorim Eile, these Dvorim have to be written, not Palpeh, Ki Alpi HaDvorim Eile, these Dvorim have to be said, not written. Rav Ben Yehuda wants to say, Pshat and Posik, Mi Chocham V'Yishmer Eile, that Chazal tell us that Teire Shebal Peh Yatere Shoy L'Kaisvo. Now, Eis Las Eis Lashem Eferu Teire Secha. So Memele, so we hear the right Teire Shebal Peh. But Mi Chocham, but if a person is a Chocham, V'yishmer Eile, he can be mekayim the Eile. By him, he doesn't have to write a Torah Shebal Peh. That's where they bring down. Rav Nosson Adler never wrote any. He felt that he was able to learn the Torah the way it should be learned. Amar Rav Yechon Lekos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Lo Bishvil Dvorim Shebal Peh Shna Makiv Ki Al Pi HaDvorim Eile Karati Itcha Bris Ves Yisrael. Rabbeinu Kashkash says Pshat, what Pshat is the Dvorim Shebiksav Yato Rashoi Loim Rambal Peh. So he says, Mishum de Bikriyosa Malpeh Ike Hefsit. There's a Hefsit if it is learned Malpeh, Dvorim Shebiksav, the Laka Lemitrish Chaseres V'Yeseres. If it's Malpeh, you don't have the Chaseres V'Yeseres in front of you. V'kamo nunin hanidroshim, v'ayim in seorin, there's nunim afuchim, v'akumim ulefufim. So memele, so in the ksivas ha'isiyos, there are many giluyim, that there's different limudim, which are not nitvas from the words alone. Udvorim shebal peh yata reshoi lo imram b'ksav. So he says, Mishum dech she'enom ksuvim, when it was not written, kol echot ve'echot moisron ze lo ze bedikduk, if it's not written. So the one who's moiser teire realizes that the whole shalshelas ha'teire is going through him. So he's moiser bedikduk. Avolim nichtevu, ubo lilmeid oisa mitoich haksav, mishane kabonas amoram. That means if there is no mesoiran teire shebalpet, so then everyone learns what is written, lefi havonosoi. His memele could be, you end up by the wrong pshat. Selva Meiser, Rav Shlomo Haiman once said that Anam Oretz was learning Mishnayos. He was learning a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and it's a Dine in the Foshes. It says Bechav Gimel, so he said the Bekayin Godel. Someone came over to him and told him, it's Dine in the Foshes, Bechav Gimel, not Bekayin Godel, explained it to him. And later, as he heard him vital learning did in the Poshas Bekayin Godel, so he says, I explain to you. He says, Irat Kazak Tashayne Pshatol, Vichlam Pshat, Abor Kaponim, I mean, that's Mishane Kavanosom, if it's written, if the Torah would be given over Balpeh, so then it's Bechav Gimel, then we understand what it's given over, but like this is Mishane Kavanosamorom. The Kirya Sefer, says in the Hakdome, a little different, Dvorim shebiksav mitztayrim, loshen von tziyo, soydoiseho betsuras oisiyoiseho. The soydois ha-toyre are mitztayr in the tzur of the oisiyos, vimkoyroi oiso balpeti foches maloso. Ba-toyre shebalpe liyoiso gnuzo b'nafshayseyem shel tzadikim. It says, Torah Shabbat has to be gonus, has to be mechkak in the nefoshes of the tzadikim, ki zu hi kdushoson umaloson. Vim oimrem oiso biksav tipochos mailes hanefoshes. It says, if the Torah is gonus b'nafshayseyem, that's the mail of their nefoshes. But if it is learned bal peh, tifpoches mailos hanefoshes, ki adova hanichtav, lo yishoyer tziyuroi benefesh kedovo shaloi nichtav, sheyiskaim tziyuroi li oilom benesina slav olom shlo yishochach vishlo yimotze, bamei yelamdenu oid kivin shaloi nichtav. So the chakike, believe that the Torah became an atzmius of the neshomish al tzadikim, was only possible Kozman, it was not Nichtav. If there was Nichtav already, there was not such a great demand for remembering it. So there wasn't such a, that Sloch is totally in demand, so there wasn't such a great motivation. So this Darge of Gonus b'nafshoisem shel tzadikim became bottled. Or becomes a bottle. That is why Teire Shebalpe Yata Reshoi Lekoisvo. What does Rashi say? Ksiv Ksiv Lecho Alma Nichtevo. Ksiv Alpi Alma Loi Nichtevo. Dvorim Shemarte Lecho Beksav Yata Reshoi Lemoisrom Li Yisrael Alpe. We hear in the Mishnah different halachas al tzdarkei sholem. Ma'arvin bebayis yoshon mibnei darkei sholem. So Rashi had said, what is the case of Ma'arv Babayish Yoshan? B'nei Chotzer, Sheregilim Litin Erev HaChotzer Babayish Echad. They always used to leave the Erev in one Bayis. Ein Meshanim Es Mekoimon Litnoi Babayish Achem Neidar Kesholim Igmor Meforishlo. So the Gemara says, my time, what is the reason of leaving the Erev in one place? Ilema mishum kovet. Alts kovet. What's ilema mishum kovet shal balabayis? And therefore, the Erev is left by him. The whole head to tiltal is to that the kulon the bokim shepitosis and shamdorim. But I mean, the whole head to tiltal is because we consider everyone lives. And by taking it away, so your mafches kvoidoi, so dake shol me leave it there. Frag the gemore, bohu shipure, nahave mi kore be Rav Yehuda. We'll see there was a sheifer, exactly pshat in the sheifer, we'll see, tula shenis and rashi. Nahave mi kore be Rav Yehuda, ule besoif be Rav, ule soif be Rav Yosef, ule soif be Abai, ule soif be Rove. Elo mishum chshod. The time is alt chshad. Let us see Rashi. Ilay mishum kovish abalabayis for shayfer shel tkiyas erev Shabbos. He used to blow shayfer erev Shabbos to that the om should know when lives like memaloche and to be mekabel Shabbos. The mikore have be Rav Yehuda sheyerosh yeshive bepumpadise lebesof kshenifta umolach rabbe asnu bebeisoy. Bosa Rabbe, Molech Av Yosef, or the Molech Abayev, or the Molech Rove. So we're speaking about the Shofar that Al Koponim traveled in different places. We weren't makpid out the covet of the previous bias. Agabulche, others, Amaira, the Vayaka brings this down. The mokim of the Shofar was changed after the ptire of the different, after Pir of Yehuda, it was Rosh Hashiva, and after it was Nifta. So Vaistachois, that, as the Indian of Kovadin remains in that mokim, even though the Bailam changed, as a Motaiskevism, if the Siba would have been covered. That's one shot. Rav Shrira going Pirish, Biksav Chuvosai, Shipura, Shefer, Shonedova, means a pushke. Sheinaisim lesoichai nedova ashlucha livnei hayeshiva. Kamayit gimel shayfres hoyu bemigdash. The purpose of these shayfres was to put money in these shayfres. So he was speaking about the shayfres that it seems the money for the bnei yeshiva was given into the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva tzetailed it. Vishum cheshade, but not else covered. Mishum cheshade. Agabuche, the Marsha asks on the second pshat, the Marsha asks, according to the second pshat, Shefa means a pushke. So the Gemara says, if the time is all covered, so Memele, so why by Shefa did we change Mekoimis? So the Marsha S is a big chilik, because Taka alts covered, you're right, alts covered, there wasn't this mokim, it should remain in this mokim. But here there's a practical problem over here. The money has to be put into the hands of the Rosh Hashiva in order to distribute it. So, I mean, here covered cannot override practicality. We need some amelus here, it's different. Here it could be Taka alts covered. But the shayfres for the money that was given for the yeshivas had to be given in the rishus of the Rosh Yeshiva. Shum shod hoil v'hugol ha'erev b'soich oisei ba'ayiz. In bos l'shanes as mekoymai ha'nichnosim loisei ha'ba'ayiz v'lo yiru shames ha'erev yachshedu as b'nei ha'chotzer shemetaltalin b'loi erev. So my mailer, they'll see that it's the Erev was there, and now the Erev is not there, so they'll say, oh, so Zaraya, the metalto without an Erev. Let us see Taisvis. Shipur, lefima, shepir, spekuntre, shetaken, the Erev Shabbos, it's the shofar, they blew kosher. The besef, berg, by my madlike, mashme, the chazan, akneses, oyamei, nichoi, beroy, shagak, wasn't put into a house. Chazna Knesset ze meniche beroy shagak. Voi, der Rav Yehuda, hoye bepumpedise, berove bemechuse. And if we're speaking about the shofar that they blow, so mistoma de zicher, I mean, there was a shofar that was blown in an area to be meidia the oilam desmanim, so zicher not mistava that they took it from one city to another city, this same shofar. Yeah. So Taisa says, so Alanirik lo shenache shepir shayfe shabay noisnim nedove le talmide. Ela bishum chshoda. Perish rabbein netam, shlo yoimru, nei achshad shechoish dem oisoy lignoiv pashal eirit, hei meinichen oisoy shon. Avo bishipur lakach shoda. there's a svore of chshad that if they take out the Erev, so they say the Erev was by him for so many years, and now they took it away. So based on that the choshet, he might come and eat a beil, we going with the pasha Erev. So there is a mokim of chshad. Rashi's pshat, the Tosfos HaRosh asks a kasha, and Rashi says chshad, that they'll think that the people are carrying without an Erev. So the Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi, the Mishnah says that the Tam, you don't change the mokim of the Erev, and they darke shalom. Here it's, so Bishloim, according to Tosfos, it's very good. I mean, they darke shalom, they see the Erev is not by him, so people already jumped to quick conclusions. They took it away because he's chayshid and gneve. So now I know already I wanted to make him a shutter, take him as a shutter, but I know already I see it. I mean, so als darke shalom, we leave it there in order to avoid a quick conclusion. But according to Rashi, that the chshad is that they'll stay the king without an Erev, so how does darke shalom come in? This is the kasha that Tosfos HaRosh asks. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down from the Tosfos Rid, Tosfos Rid says, they'll see that they're carrying without an Erev, or also in Tzuyeh Badaya. Also be, that means they'll come to the conclusion that they're carrying without an Erev, so they'll be Kanos. So Memela, so that's the Darke Sholem. There'll be a Chshad, there won't be Darke Sholem. There's a lotion of the Chsam Seif and Parshas Tetzave, Kol She Kodosh Yoyser, Malgish Yoyser, Umakped Yoyser. The greater a person is Kodosh, so any breach in Kedusha is, he feels it more, he's more sensitive to it, Umakped Yoyser. So Memele, if they see that they're carrying in this Chotzer without a native, that's all they need already, is, So Mamela, there won't be Darke Shalom anymore. There won't be Shalom. So that's a Mishim Darke Shalom. We have to avoid this. Beir Shul Korev La'am. Now let us see Rashi on Tafnun Tesamid Beis to the top Rashi. Beir Shul Korev La'am Mismal Erishim Ibnei Darke Shalom. So Rashi Beir Korev La'am Amas Hamayim Hamevia Mayim Min Hanor L'Sodeis. There was a canal that from the river, the Mei Hanor came into this canal. Urgilam Lasis Boiros, and on the sides of this canal they used to make Boiros. She'im Tiyavi Sha'amo, if the source of water, the Amo, this canal will dry up, Yamalu Minabir Vyashko Asadis. So they'll fill up from the Boiros. So they had another source of water besides the canal. They had a boil, a kapodim till that'll last. Umargilin meha amol boil, ache yismalek. Now they wanted to fill up the boil. So they deviated the path of the amol and went until filled up the boil. V'tiknu chachamish yismalo beire shebesodis al yoynei shen kreiven lomoytze ya'amo. So the takono was, you have here a source of water coming, so the one who the water passes by, he has first choice to use this water. V'achaka yimalo hatachtoinem. Then those underneath will fill up. B'chshu memaloi. Now Rashi explains, we'll see later in the Gemara, that when he fills it up, Seicher es ha'amo atche yismale. That this canal, that was how they filled it up. They made a dam in front of this canal, the water stopped going further, and till he was able to fill up his boil. So this was taking away from the Mekaymes HaTachtoynes, they said he is the first capability to use the water and to dam the canal. Neidar kishom shleite machloikis b'neim, ani eskerish, tatakanta rabon ochi afo pishay neidin. There's no, in halacha, there's no reason why he's entitled more, but al koponim, Chazal said that in order to avoid machloikis, this should be the seder. Boer shukorim lamo, itma, b'nei, naro, rav omar, tatoi, shosu maye, bereish, ushmul omar, iloi, shosu maye, bereish. Rashi says, b'nei naro, sodoi she'ol sfas ano. Here we're not speaking about a canal, we're speaking about a river, but it seems there's no difference. So we have over here, who has a right to take first? So Rav Omar tatoi shosu maya bereisha, Shmuel Omar iloi shosu maya bereisha. So the Gemara says like this, bid the mazel, if we are not damming up the Noho, the water is flowing, and people are being doile, taking out water with buckets from the snow. Kula alma loy pligi, that everyone has a right to take out water from the snow. Ki pligi b'mischar ba'ashkuy. The machlokes is, does one have a right? This is Negeya, the top one. So they have a right to dam the snow in order to help themselves from the, to be mashka their sodas. Shmuel Omar Eloi Shosomai Beresh. That the Eloi have the right to take first. The Omri Anan Mekarvinon Tvei. Anan Mekarvinon Tvei. So the Ritva says, the Maya Gabon Motu Beresh. The water is here now. So why shouldn't we be able to take care of the water? It didn't cut, now the water is by us, so we'll use this water. So that entitles us to use the water. The Rav Omar Tatoi Shosu Maya Bereshe. No, you have to, you can't dam the no. That there's no mile of the yoinim over the tachtoinim. The omri nare kepashte leis, let the nor run kepashte, and every one of us will take. Why should you all of a sudden dam the nor and you should be able to you're taking away from us like this? Everyone will take. Frag the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bera Korav, La'amo, Mismale, Rishm, Neidarki, Shola. So, L'chair, this is enough in the right, to Shmuel. Is Tirgim, Shmuel, Alibe, the Rav, Ba'amo, Hamisaleches, Alpi, Boire. Our Mishnah is speaking about, Rav holds, there is no right whatsoever to do pu'ules with the amo or with the no, to dam it, and by that taking away the source of water from the tachtainim. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about ba'ama mishaleches al pi boire, that without any pu'ula whatsoever, there was a boir that was there from before, and the boir automatically will become filled up by the amo, without any new ishtadlus. So there the Mishnah says that fakert, that we let it get filled up. Fakt the Gemara ihochi maile memre. So what's the chiddush? Vashteitzer, there's a burda, he's not doing anything. And it fills up automatically, so what's the chiddush? Ma de teima motza omrilei socher miska. Maybe the tachtoinim should tell him, God, the bear was here before. God, when automatically the bear gets filled up, the way it is situated, it gets filled up from the amo. So he should tell them that in Emerson, but why should you have more schusim than me? Sochel miska, you should go and stuff up your bear. Ba'ashki bin dize, behindize, and everyone will be doile from the Amo. The mikra, that means we're all equal. Why should you have preference over me? Grad, you have a boir there, and grad, your boir will fill up automatically. So, why should you have more rights over me? Well, this is a common source of water. So I would think that the Tachten would be able to taina with the Elyon that you should be Seisem your boir, and we should be equal. Kamash Malon, that he has no tvi on him to go so far. Let us see Rashi. Nenar esodu shal sfasano, b'meizu kamal apligi meinam soichem esanol eladoylen v'hoilchem. Each one is shepping water. Banom moishach kepashtei kolamal apligi shkoloroi tzalid leisidla. Ki pligi b'mischar v'ashkuye. She'ein bo kedei ledalis kulam. It's not enough that each one will be able to be shayev mayim, yachat. V'reitzim oyoinim l'sochay. So the oyoinim want to dam this snow. Shlayerdu amayim l'mata. U'laham shichanar derech nagorim ktanim, two small canals. Ad sheyish to kosa they say. V'tachtoinim akvim aleyim. Elim kein ashka nachnu tchila. We should all have the same rights. Not you should be able to take first for yourself. Akol v'lama hayne iloi. Ba'ama misalechas al pi boire. Shemismala me'elof kederech iluchi. Bein tzorech liskoir hano. So that's pshat according to Rab and the Mishnah. So we let that the Amma should fill up the verse. The Amma says it's pshita. So I would think so. Hamischa pi boirach, you should cover your verse la yerda maim l'seicha shememayit meshicha sano. It's kamash melon. Va'ashki behindize in Tvere, which means b'mikre kefi ma'ashayal aloch lidlois. You shouldn't have more schusim than me. Mimeshicha sana. Kamaynu kamayde mehanzi la'adodi b'shchita schulem. Zogt the Gemara weiter. So we have your machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Huna batachlife, hashte d'loy itme hilchus aloy kemar v'loy kemar. It's called the Olim Gova. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, called the Olim Gova. So Rashi says, I said, we have a klal, hilchus kishmul bedine. So we don't need hilchus kemar. Rav Huna bar tachlife did not hold this klal, and we don't have a hacha. So Mameli says, kol dolam gova. Kol dolam gova, the Ritva says, loy mazdakim, loy that means we don't have any acha, so we're misalik ourselves. So it's an autonomy, an echanami. So whatever's going to be is going to be bezden. I mean, we don't know halachically what to do, so we mission zechnish, whatever will happen. So, I mean, the kol dolam gover is a siluk. We're misalik ourselves because we don't know what to do positively, so we're misalik. So that's when we come out kol dolam gova. Rab Shimi bar Ashi, a very interesting Gemara here, also lekame dabai. Rab Shimi bar Ashi came to Abai. Omalei loisvon mar beidno. I want to learn. You should learn with me. You should learn. Omalei isli idno ledidi. I'm busy chazing the whole day. I don't have time to teach you, to learn with you. I'm busy. The lois on mal belel, you're chasing the whole day, so at night learn with me. Omala isli maya lashkuye. At night I'm busy, I have to be mashke my fields. I'm a mela, so I don't have time at night. Omala, I know mashkina leila maya be a moment. Listen, you learn. By day, I'll take care of the fields. Veloiswan mar belelje, and at night we'll learn together. Says Tachmoyredik, Zachem alachte nasi deacher, you learn by day and by night, Allah Rebbe, and finish. Omalai lechayoy. Fine, gewaldig, it's a good deal. Now, let's just have to picture what happened over here. This Rav Shimi Barash is going to Kli Geid. He had no intentions of working the whole day to shep the water. I mean, that was a chashot. The field of Abaye was, there was Eloi and there was a Tatoi, and he was right in the middle. Abaye was in the middle. Now, Ozel Rav Shimi Barashi went to the Eloi. Now he came as a rabbinical authority. He told him, Tatoi Shosu Maya Bereshe. You have no right to dam the water. Like this, Chav Shmuel. Chav says you have no right to dam the water. So he told the Eloi, you have no right to dam the water. I'm telling you, no, Rav Shimi Barashi, rabbinical authority comes and tells you he has no right to dam the water, so then she won't dam the water. That's what he told the Eloi. Ozel Tatoi. Now he went to the Tatoi. Amalu Eloi Shosu Maya Bereshi. You know, there is a right to dam the water. Don't complain about it. That means the one who's over you is permitted to dam the water. So Memela, so everyone listens to it. The rabbi says it's finished. So the Eloi will not dam the water. The Tatoi will not have any tainus if the water is being dammed. So then Rav Shimi Barashi went to Abaye, the middle field. He dammed the water when it came to Abaye's field. It went into the field and it was very good, and something that was never by Abaye took hours to take care of. He took care of it. Finished. Yeah. Adohochi socha miske vashki. In the meantime, Fakad, he took care of the loin tatoi, and he was soicher the mayim by a bias field, which was in the middle, and so finished. Kold olim gova. Fakad, all moves are mutter. So memela, so he held this in. It's little Torah. It's not some as they were doing this l'shem shemayim. Oki also lekame dabaye omalei kebeitrei of this l'shem shemayim. What kind? There's no hachro like Rav Shmuel, but you're gonna make gabi the loy the paskin like Rav, like gabi the tatoy and the paskin like Shmuel. I mean, what kind of krumkeit is this? The loy. Taminu Abaye Leperi that he shot it. So Memela, he wasn't tying from those peiris. This is already these peiris schmecken von not Ehrlichkeit. So he wasn't tying from these peiris. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tatoi Shosu Bereshe, they told the Eloi, you have no right to dam the water. Let us see Taisvitz. Bemezel kulamalei pligi. Afilu na, that means if it's good, that if the water is going automatically, there's no shaila whatsoever. Afilu na koton shememov poiskim. Even so everyone, this is a hefkadik source of what everyone to take and take. So Taisis is less the Adam Pekyash Bacher, Hilchusikishmul, Bedinich Rabbi Suri. So Memelis, what does Taisis mean to say? We won't pass in Kold Olam Gova. We have different guidelines. That are Hilchusikishmul, Bedinich. But the Rav makes sense that we should not give the Eloi the right to be soicha the mayim. Kibaytrei, obviously, vuhusavak, even the Omar kol dolam gobal, yochal halim aleim. That means all, everything is permissible, kol dolam gobal. So that's pikhas, that, whatever you can do, you can do. I mean, there's no halacha what to do. But really it's not true. The man of Shech Mitzi Loishosi, That was Abaye's taina. That's right. We have a machloikis. It can be either like Rav or like Shmuel, but not like both. Loi tamino loi dia shloi al piv osa. B'shem ha-mochom, then can gezel le'varki shalom ba'alme. That means not a baye. I mean, there's no gezel whatsoever over here. It's hefkedik of water. There's only, so not that the peiris, this was a machor to show that he, this was not his idea, and therefore he was very much against it. So that's why he wasn't turning from the peiris. But not that it's us, and not that it's gezel the kepeiris. I'm a mailer. Could very well be he sold them. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Hanu b'nei b'chamoch, the ozel kolu b'reishe d'shanvese, v'adrua v'shadyua b'shulei nara. Now let's see what Rashi says. So Trashi Chalmoch Shem Ha'ir. Shanvese, Shem Ano. Koru Bereshe de Shanvese, Vahadruho Beshili Nare. Rotsu Lahakif Esadoiseim Bimbei Hano. They wanted, that means, their fields were on the Sfas Hano. So that means, let's say, the Tzad Mizrach was on the Sfas Hanor, but they wanted that the field should be completely surrounded with water. Rotsu lahakiv eser deiseyem b'mei Hanor, v'koru milemayla l'sod deiseyem, l'tzad roish ha'elyon shel Hanor. So they were koire, they dug out ditches on the, let's say, the Tzad Tzofen, Sadroi Shalyan Shalano, Visibu Mikzoson, Soviv Sodeisayim. So some of the water that was running, so they were massive, the water, and it went around their fields. Besoiv Sodeisayim, Visibu, Achechosov, Lofalosayichano. That means they made like a sea that they surrounded their fields on all three other was the field was bordering, let's say, on the Tzad Mizrach by this Nor, and they dug around that the water should be, a chelik of the water should be diverted to surround their field, and then it went back. After it made the sieve over, it went back into the Nor. Fine. Now, towards the bottom, went back into the north. Also, Eloi Lekame Dabaye. Now, those who were on top of them had a problem. They came to Abaye, Omrulei Komaskil Linarin. Now, what does this mean? So let's see what Rashi says. Komaskil Linarin, Nar Shalonu. The chelik of the Nar, that is by us, niskal, it found an obstacle, mibnei shisibu, because now, that means like this it would go straight, so like this they diverted the flow of the no. Ve'enoy nimshach maher, so it doesn't go quickly anymore, that means they slowed up the flow of the water, the tzofin hamayim derech sadeisenu. And now, so we got floods now. That means like this was going quickly, so our fields weren't flooded. But now, since they diverted the flow of the river, so memele, so it doesn't go so quickly anymore. So Memela, so it backs up, so it goes into our fields, and we're flooded now. Shekein der hanar hamesav ein meim of kalim lorotz, mibnei ha'ak mumis, it doesn't go so quickly. So Memela, now let me just tell you what they bring from the Mukiyosef. So who came? Also Eloi lekame dabayim. So the Mukhi Yosef said, so the Eloi were complaining, but they brought with them, they didn't come to the Torah alone, they brought the Baal Dov alone. They brought those who made the Sivuv, they brought them along. And because of your Sivuv, we're losing, our fields are getting flooded. Amar Lahu, so this is how Rashi learned. Amar Lahu, so he told the Bnei Chalmoch, he told them, Koru Badayu Tvei Puta. So Rashi says, what's the Rashi says? Koru Badayu Tvei Puta, Hemiku Hamayim Etzlechem, Beroish HaMesibe, make it deeper, Kidei Sheyishtoifu Hamayim B'mrutze. That means if there'll be, you make the, that one that's going into you, so make it deeper, so there's, so the water will not back up like this, that, there's more place where to run through. Some emele, so won't back up, so won't flood their field. So, in other words, Abaya held that the Bnei Chalmoch were achroi. They were mazikim. They were mazikim to the Eloi. So, Memela, you have to fix it. So they said, so they tied it to him, Omrulei koyovshi peirin. Now, peirin is a lotion of chafire. Koyovshi peirin, im namik, yivshu haritzin shalonu, kshalo yizbochu mei mehano, Yamiku amayim v'yechtal achluchis v'lo yinovu hamayim l'charitzim sheyesh lonu. That means if we'll deepen the canals going around our fields, so when there's an abundance of water, you're right, we will accomplish something. But when there's not an abundance of water, so since the water will go down very low because we'll be mamik in the chafire, so when there's not an abundance of water, so the water which could be used to irrigate our fields will not irrigate them, because if there's a small amount of water and it's a deep canal, so we won't get anything from it. Peirin k'may peirin de kavri. So memele, so we can't do that. That we can't do. Omalahu zilus lika nafshaycha meyosa. Omalei abayel of neichamos lika nafshaycha besismes mesibas. I hear this you can't do, but this you're also not allowed to do. So I couldn't talk. So you have to go and you have to undo what you had done till now. Zogt Tosfos. Zlika nafshaycha meyocha. Peirish Rabbeinu Chananel. The Le'iloi Omar She'en Yochel Limchais Behen Mishum Dekol Da'olim Gova. That the Ben Echananel says Punkt Fakert. Ben Echananel says Fakert. Ben Echananel held that you can't mon from the middle ones. So Memele Mishum Dekol Da'olim Gova. I mean, there's no guidelines what to do in the usage of water. They want to take the water from themselves. They can take for themselves. They're taking for themselves. You're suffering, so it's a grommet. The Ritva says it's a grommet. Grommet is zakim, you can't stop it. Uktas mashmekein. Now that's why I mentioned before, the Mukhi Yosef says that the Eloi brought the Bnei Chalmoch, which is, but the Pashtus is that the Bnei Elio, the Bnei Eloi came, the Bnei Chalmoch Bachal went here. So the Maises, it would seem like the Bnei Chananel, he was just telling the Maises what to do, and he told them that they should make it forget if it's overflowing by you. So make somuch to your fields, make it deeper over there by your fields. So it won't overflow. So the bed of the Noah will be deeper. So they said, yeah, when there's a lot of water, it'll accomplish something. But when there's not too much water, we'll be losing. So then Abaye told them, so Haganus Vesali, I mean, you have a problem, but that was the Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Mikoma kemnire kebesh akundrish tum nechamach hoya medaba shiistamas mesibosom v'loi domi l'darab u'shmuel klal. So the pshat is as follows. Because the Rav Shmuel is speaking about rights that I'm allowed to use the water. You're allowed to use the water. I'm allowed to divert it for myself. But here there's a pasha of Nezikin over here. That's what Taisvah says. So that's why Taisvah holds the psak of Kol Dolam Govel is not at all applicable over here. So Memele, so that is why he has this Taisvah. Learn Pakashi's pshat. Mitzudis chaya v'oifais v'dogim yesh permishim darkei sholem, and Rabbi Yossi says gezel gomo. So the Rav Gemara says b'uzli v'oi hari kulam alei pligi ki pligi belechi v'kukari. What does Rashi say? Uzli rishtoi shol chutim shiyesh lam toich, a net that is made out of threads. Oh, ari shol gemi made out of rushes. Kulam alei pligin ki v'yesh lam toich, kon alei kelov, havi gezel gomo. Some male does know this. Lechi chika huk, kukari shal metzudeis u'machshaylam shenaisnim chut oruch benoho. They used to put, how to trap fish, they used to put a long chut, the no, v'chirzin by machtin alpenei kula, and they used to go and they used to be needles sticking out of this chut, and when the fish passed by, they got caught. So mamela, so this is bemison, there was no kinyan made whatsoever on these fish, so this is only a darkei sholem the kinyan. So mamela, so, that's the, here we have a machlokes between Darkei Sholem, if it's Darkei Sholem or Gezel Gomo Midevrei.